Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good day to you on this wonderful Wednesday, the middle of the week. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind you, what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. All right, moving on to today's topic, beating allergies the natural way. Of course, I always like to talk about natural alternatives as opposed to prescriptions or any type of medicine that you may have to take to combat whatever it is that you're dealing with. So we're going to be allergies because it is allergy season. We're in the month of April and they're everywhere. And if you're affected by it, you want to know what you can do naturally to combat your allergies or to put them at bay. So you've already gone through winter, spring is here and full swing. You welcome it with open arms and just eager for the sun and warmer temperatures. I know I am. New growth, everything that's springing up is fresh and vibrant, and it just makes you feel, well, for me that is. Spring is my absolute favorite season of all, and I just look forward to spring each and every year. Love to get my garden and all kinds of things. But for those who suffer with allergies, this time of year also signals the arrival of seasonal allergies. Conventional treatment for spring allergies consists of antihistamines. And antihistamines can cause lots of negative things, negative repercussions. If you're going to take anything over the counter, that they may just be prepared for side effects, because that's what usually happens with anything that is man-made. Thankfully, there are 4 specific remedies, and they're all natural, that you can turn to today so that when pollen count gets too high, you can definitely handle it. So let's move on to find out what those 4 natural remedies are. And, you know, of course you have these reactions to pollen or trees or flowers, whatever it is that's causing your body to produce histamines that attack the pollen and clear out of your systems. That's what happens. And so the antihistamines, by the way, they calm our overworked immune systems. That's what antihistamines do, as well as steroid nose sprays. And they help clear the nasal passages of inflammation and any offending particles. But, again, these are negative side effects that you receive, not good side effects. The negative ones are like drowsiness. And if you feel drowsy, you definitely don't feel better. So let's talk about these 4 natural ways that you can use to beat your allergies. Use a neti pot. You've never heard of a neti pot. Well, you've got to look it up, especially if you have allergies. This all-natural solution allows allergy sufferers to wash allergens out of nasal passages with a saline solution made from lukewarm distilled water. Lukewarm distilled, not tap water. Lukewarm distilled water. Because the active ingredients are simply gravity and salt water, there's absolutely no risk of dependency or overdose. So the process can be repeated as many times as necessary. What you do is you just put this water in this mini pot with it. It has a little spout. And you just stick it through one nostril, lean over your sink, and let the fluids flow out of the other nostril. It's just that simple. So that's remedy number one. It's all natural. If you haven't gotten yourself a neti pot, look into it. It also clears your mucuses, all the mucous membranes. It clears it up if you're stuffy. Some people do that for stuffiness. Just clears the nasal passages. So it's a good home remedy to look into. You can get a neti pot at your health food store. I'm not sure if they sell it in local grocery stores, your local supermarket, but they definitely sell it in health food stores. So look up your neti pot. And also, you know, vitamin stores as well. They should have it there as well. So here is something else you can do to beat your allergies all naturally. Take some stinging nettle. Stinging nettle is a common weed in a large part of the United States, and that acts as a natural antihistamine without harsh side effects of many prescription or over-the-counter allergy medication. So you can take it as a capsule or drink it as a tea, stinging nettle. If you're handling the plant itself, just make sure to wear gloves. It isn't called stinging nettle for nothing. It isn't called. You want to keep that stinging in your mind, so handle it with gloves if you are going to use the natural plant or take it from the natural plant. But more than likely, you're not going to. Just simply get it in capsule form, and you can also drink it as a tea. Stinging nettle is definitely something you want to look into, and it's a weed. Seriously, it's a weed, and no side effects, no harsh side effects. It's wonderful that we can do things that God has created, and so you don't look at the weeds as a good thing. But for the most part, some of them do hold their own weight, and they're very worth it. You can call dandelion greens, the dandelions that grow wild in your backyard, and so you want to just get rid of them, but they also have a purpose. But don't take it from your backyard if your backyard has been sprayed with pesticides. You don't want that. All right, moving on to the third natural remedy to beat your allergies. Include probiotics in your diet. You're probably saying, well, really? Well, I'll tell you this. If you've ever taken an antibiotic, you need to build up your good bacteria once again, because an antibiotic gets rid of the bad as well as the good. So when it comes to probiotics in your diet for allergies, allergies are a result of your immune system attacking pollen as if it were a virus or bacteria and becoming quickly overloaded. So by strengthening your immune system with probiotics, you're helping to prevent it from becoming overwhelmed when the pollen count explodes. So when it comes to disaster, you think this is it. Oh, pollen count is, you know, off the scale. It's off the chart. You want to, you know, boost up your probiotic intake. And probiotics can be taken from or found in your local grocery store, probiotics, also in your vitamin stores, your health food stores. The best ones are refrigerated because they die down after a while. These are live bacteria, kind of like probiotics. You can see that in your yogurt, your live cultures. So most of the time, they're very good probiotics. They are refrigerated. Some claim that they don't need to be, but I think over time, as you know, refrigerator preserves things, and so that's one of the reasons why you probably will find probiotics in the refrigerated section of your health food store, your vitamin store, that you can find all of these herbs and probiotics and vitamins. So check the refrigerated section first, and if you don't see it, then definitely ask someone. But probiotics are something that you want to look into if you have allergies. They do wonders for your body, forms, you know, boost your immune system. It's just great overall. And that's one of the reasons why I say yogurt is healthy. Well, it depends on the type of yogurt. Some of them is like candy. You need not have that. But if you're going to consume the right types of yogurt, of course, you want to get probably, you know, a Greek or organic yogurt. And definitely one with lots of live cultures. probiotics are great for your body and can definitely help with your allergies. And here is the last remedy to beat your allergies this season and every season, for that matter. Eat local honey. Did I say local? Yes, I said local honey. While this may not have scientific backing, many people have had success method. And the idea is to ingest the types of pollen that make you have an allergic reaction when inhaled in the first place. So if you're living in New York, you probably won't want to get honey from California. It's two totally different locations. And so you want to allow your body to slowly develop immunity when you're inhaling all these allergic, these types of pollen and things of that nature. And so that make you have an allergic reaction, you want to, slowly develop an immunity for it. So remember that the more local the honey is, the better, as it's more likely to match the allergens you experience. So you want to get your honey from your region, whatever region you're in. I'm in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. I'm not going to look for honey that was that comes from the West Coast. So it's always best for that. Yes, you can get raw honey from other areas as well, but what I'm saying when it comes to allergies specifically, you want to get the honey that is from your area, local to your region, the region that you reside, because obviously the pollen here is not the same as the pollen there. And what you're maybe affected by here, or if you travel to a foreign country, is not going to be the same as it is where you reside. So remember, the more local it is, the better it is for you. And there you have it, your four natural remedies to beat your allergies, 1, 2, 3. And just as a recap, you've had a neti pot. Get that anywhere, a health food store or a vitamin store. Take stinging nettle. You can take it in a capsule or drink it as a tea. Be very careful if you're handling the plant. They don't call it stinging for nothing when handling the live plant. Include probiotics in your diet. Once again, you can get this at your health food store, any vitamin store in your area. And eat local honey. The more local, the better it is to combat your allergies. All right. Moving on to today's Wednesday's word. It comes to us from Joyce Meyer Ministries. Go with the flow. Go with the flow. But the meek, in the end, shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Psalm 37, verse 11. We can learn to get along with people. It is especially important to learn to get along with our immediate family members and co-workers. There are many informative books about personality differences to help us understand why people feel and act the way they do. Understanding helps to smooth over strained relationships. People make decisions differently. Some give an immediate answer, while others want to take time to think about things first. Try to understand the people you will see today. Ask God to show you ways to get along with them. He will give you favor as you trust in Him. And that's Wednesday's word. God bless you. I would love to hear from you on social media. I am there and almost everywhere, but not quite. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. Well, I've got to visit my Instagram, definitely. But that is for sure the places you can find me. And so I just want to encourage you. If you are in allergy sufferer, if you know anyone who suffers from allergies, give them the few tips, the few pointers that I just pointed out to you on this broadcast, the difference in your life or in your loved one's life. And I tell you, it's done the all-natural way. No side effects because there are no chemicals in these natural remedies. So use it to your advantage and breathe freely. God bless you. And on that note, until next week, bye-bye.